Breeze 102.5, Atlanta's inspiration station. She sounds just like Vida. Ha ha, Louie Howard, when she sings that. Lexi's going to be at Praise in the Park August 4th. Looking forward to her being there. We're going to have a great time. Matter of fact, speaking of Vida, ha ha, Louie Howard, I'm laughing, but I'm serious right now. She's in the studio.
Burn it all down. Throw out the matches. Light up the candle.
It was God in it just before that. There you go. What's up, Vida?
How you doing, Katie Bo?
Good to see you. I miss you Saturday.
Oh, you're so sweet. I was there in spirit.
Oh.
Family Comedy Tour show in Raleigh, Durham. We had a good time, but I'm sure.
You're making that money. Ain't nothing wrong with
here
that.
Here you go.
Unless
I wanted to come
free,
get
it. You
know, no, that's not. Let me shut up. Good afternoon, everybody. As Katie has already said, thanks for coming out on Saturday for the Yolanda Adams Health and Wellness event. Now let's take a quick peek at the Billboard chart, see what's going on in the gospel music world. Top three gospel songs. Number three, Let the Church Say Amen.
Doing well.
Andre Crouch, right. Marvin Wine is still sitting there. Number two, Jonathan Nelson continues to shift the atmosphere. And number one, Awesome.
Just out of nowhere.
See?
Just did it, right?
Pastor Charles Jenkins and Fellowship Chicago. Now, don't forget, Katie just mentioned it. Now, Pastor Charles Jenkins will be with us for Praise in the Park Saturday, August 4th, downtown ATL, Centennial Park. You going to be there? Now, we keep adding artists. You want to know who's going to be there? You want to know who's going to bless the stage?
I would like to, yes.
Would you like to know? Well, I need you to go to mypraiseatl.com where you can find all of that viable information. All right? Now, people, in a perfect world, I'd be able to sit right here and tell you what happened on Sunday Best last night. Yeah. But since DirecTV and Viacom are on assignment from the devil.
Oh.
I saw nothing.
Oh. So you got hit with it as well. Oh.
That sound.
I'm so sorry.
That sounds better than what I really wanted to say. Yeah. Okay, now, actually, this is the largest cable blackout in the history of the industry, affecting over 20 million DirecTV subscribers across the nation. I being one of them, okay?
Who let that happen? I don't get that.
Who let that happen? Let's talk about the greed of America. So, Viacom now wants to charge DirecTV more for their programming. DirecTV is saying no. Now, they're saying if you only charge per subscriber, it'd be about 30 cents or so more, you know, but they're trying to stand their ground. So while those two are fighting, we're getting hit with bullets. How about that?
So
I'm talking about Cartoon Network.
Wow.
Nickelodeon.
Wow.
TV Land.
I'm saying Nickelodeon. Your enunciation is great.
Nickelodeon. What else would it be called? Nickelodeon.
I'm just saying how you said it.
You've never heard of Nickelodeon?
This might hurt my heart.
SpongeBob, thank you. And so... Thank you. And a number of other channels.
When you hear this again, you'll hear what you said.
Oh, you know what? I need you to go back to health and wellness and get your mind right.
And
you
I
know
need you
saying?
To stop sounding like
oh,
the lady that do
Jesus.
Announcements at church on Sunday.
Stop. Thank you. I said Charles Jenkins, not Bernice Jenkins. Thank you very much. So hopefully they figure this out, because if they keep playing, I'm going to cancel everything.
I bet you
I will watch PBS all day. I don't care.
But you know what isn't canceled?
What isn't canceled?
TV One.
Well, I will watch Martin reruns and Unsung and pretend I'm looking at Sunday Best all week long. How about that? Look here. I am Vida Howard. Check out these stories, the latest episode of Ha Hallelujah, and this very entertainment report, on mypraiseatl.com.
6 minutes, Mary in the morning. Let's take another look at traffic. What's going on, Monique?
Thank you, KD. It's a relative